spooky welcome to the kids are all right, or are they? For the parents especially, that was the extended version of Blue Monday, because you deserve it. It's half term, and I know it's been quite a week. So that was especially for you. So on today's show, we have Dance Groovers. They still are down grooving away in the Half Moon in Putney. They've got a spectacular Halloween event. So I got myself down there and I interviewed the kids about their costumes and Halloween and their playing games. So look out for the clips coming up through the show. It's Halloween. It doesn't have to be dark. I think it's time for a little bit of shine. Hi Isabel, you look fantastic. What have you come as?
I came as a forgotten soul for Halloween, yeah.
Oh, your dress is amazing. And is Halloween a time of year that you like?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
What's your favourite bit?
Today I like the game called Spooky Spiders. We played today. It's when, like, if you get the spider, you have to do something that the teacher says, like zombie jumps or something like that.
Ah, that sounds cool. And who's this lovely little one? What's your name?
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Your dress is so pretty. What have you come as?
I've come as a witch.
Yes, but you're a very pretty little witch, aren't you? You're not ugly. Where's your wart? She's got no wart. And what have you enjoyed about today?
I enjoy the same as Isabel.
Yeah.
The spider game.
The spider game. And let's move along. Wow, another pretty costume. Remind me of your name.
Cosima.
Okay, and what has been happening today?
Well, you got here and you did some colouring in. Mm-hmm. Then we settled down and played the spider game. And then we've just gone watching the movie.
Okay, and last but not least in this pack of four, hello, another beautiful dress. Honestly, you've really made such a great effort. What's your name?
Lois.
Hello, Lois, and your lovely eye makeup as well. Did you do that yourself?
No, my mum did it.
Mum did it. So, do you like Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favourite bit of Halloween?
Going
to machete. Yeah, I like carving pumpkins. Who likes carving pumpkins?
Me. Today.
Oh, you're carving
I
them today?
I carved yesterday.
I carved mine yesterday.
Have you put candles in it and put it outside?
Yeah, we did
that
last night.
I put it outside because if I've got the candle on outside, that usually means people come in to...
That's right.
Have your sweets, even if it's long day.
Well, let me send you back to the film. Thank you, girls. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
I have got a lovely selection of ghoulish girls. Hello, girls. How are you?
Just girls.
Yeah, you're good. Well, let's start here then. Can you all tell me what you've come as? Your outfit is brilliant. Gryffindor. Yes. What's your name?
Neva, and I'm dressed up as Hermione Granger.
Yes, you are, and you look gorgeous. So today is all about spookiness, isn't it?
Yeah.
What have you done so far?
Well, we played a game, I've forgotten what it's called, but you have to pass two spiders, and then the person who got it would have to do an action or something. And then we played it standing up, and then if you got the spider, you would have to sit down.
Okay, so everybody come in together. So what's your name?
Anna.
Anna, what did you enjoy about today so far?
I don't know.
You don't know? What about your lovely outfit? Where did you get that from? It's beautiful. Anna's wearing a red wig as well. What colour is your hair underneath?
Brown.
Let's have a look. Oh, don't spoil the secret. And let's look at Victoria. Victoria's wearing a gorgeous crown with red jewels and a spider necklace. Today seems all about spiders. Are you not scared of spiders, girls?
Well, I don't think so.
Pretend no. ones are okay, aren't they? Pretend ones. So, Victoria, how old are you?
I'm 8.
8. And have you had your hair coloured? Yeah, it's all red as well. Well done. And can I get a... That is our meow. What's your name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe, you look lovely. Phoebe the cat. Phoebe, how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8. And what have you enjoyed about today so far?
Probably the music. The musical pumpkins where... It's a bit like musical statues, but they changed from... statues to pumpkins.
That sounds about right. And let's go over to these two. Oh, you two are friends.
She's my cat.
You
She's
oh.
my owner.
Okay, so what's your name, owner?
My name is Benedita, but you can call me Benny because Benny is an English name and Benedita is a Portuguese name.
Okay, and your cat, what's your name?
Ilaria.
Okay.
Or Travis.
Okay, so you two are together. So guys, there's going to be, there's a film going on at the moment. What's the film?
Hotel Transnasia.
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh,
I've not
it's
seen
so confusing.
It. Is it really confusing?
Transylvania?
Transylvania or the movie? What's confusing?
Transylvania.
If you watch the second one, you have no idea what's happening in the first one because there's loads of. I've watched the second one, there's loads of jokes that are related to the first one, so you don't exactly know what's going on.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'll remember that then.
It's the same as this one, but instead they're trying to they're doing it back to front.
Ah, I see. They're trying to confuse you. Well, Marcia, you're going to be reading at Fables at 5 today, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
And we've got a little spooky story.
Yes, I won't tell you. All will be revealed later on.
You're the best. You'll be hearing a little bit more from Marcia's beautiful voice at Fables at 5, which is coming up at 5 o'clock. So snuggle in, because it will be story time. We love Wandsworth Radio. Next joke, are you ready?
What do you call a vampire crossed with a snowman?
I don't know. What do you call a vampire crossed with a snowman?
Frostbite.
That's a good one.
What's it's that? Just a normal joke.
That's all right. I'd love to hear it.
There was a teacher who always missed the bus. Guess his name.
I don't know.
Mr. Bus.
Oh. Hello, Lily. What have you come dressed as?
A witch.
A witch. You're a very pretty witch. How old are you?
6.
Are you 6? Did you enjoy the film?
Yes.
Yeah. And who's this next to you? Hello.
A Greek princess.
You are a Greek princess. What are you holding in your hand there? Oh, it's a snake. But it's a beautiful golden snake. Have you got a name for him? No, we should call him something. What should we call the snake? Slitherer?
Cobra.
We'll call him Cobra. Fair enough. Oh. Who's that? Is that Frankenstein? What's your name?
Enzo.
Hello. How old are you?
6.
You're 6.
And 6 and a half.
6 and a half. A quick revision. And who's this skeleton before me? You need to eat some more food. What's your name?
William.
William, I love your costume. Did you get it especially for today?
No, I didn't get it, but my daddy chose it.
Your daddy chose it. And last but not least...
I'm 6.
Oh, you're 6. You're a big 6. You're nearly as big as me. And ho, 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 from Transylvania. What's your name?
I'm me.
You're in character, are you? What a wonderful outfit. What have you come as?
A vampire. Blah, 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 blah.
Dracula! Thank you. I'll be okay, alright. Cause I'll be okay, alright. It is the Kids Are Alright show. It's me, Fayon Cottrell. I hope you're having a spooky, spooky Friday. It's just getting a little bit dusky outside, isn't it? So I think it's time for a few Halloween facts. How much do you know about Halloween, I wonder? So did you know that Halloween is known by some other names? The names are All Hallows Eve. I think you might know that one because that one comes up in films actually quite a lot. It's also called All Hallowtide, and it's also called the Day of the Dead. Now, here's the fact that I forgot about. I learnt this in school, but I actually forgot. But here we go. On the 31st, which is technically Halloween, the 1st of November, when Christianity came to England and the rest of Europe, on the 1st of November, that became All Saints' Day. And it was a day dedicated to all the saints who didn't have a special day of their own. So what they did was they performed a mass called All Hallows Mass, and the night before became known as Hallows' Eve. And eventually Halloween came to the fore. So in Mexico, please excuse my pronunciation, but I do like to have a go at things. In Mexico, they celebrate El Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. And that's the evening of the October 31st. And it's also thought of that the colours, orange and black, became Halloween colours because orange is associated with harvests. And of course, Halloween marks the end of harvest. And the black is associated with death. One more fact before we move on to the news. Black cats were originally believed to protect witches' powers from negative forces. My goodness. I've got to say it, guys. Halloween is one of my most favourite times of the year. I get very excited because I love to celebrate. And at this time of the year, more than my birthday even, because when it's your birthday, it's all about you and you're celebrating. But if you look around tonight and tomorrow, everybody's going to be out in costume and it's going to be so much fun. So thank you for joining me on the Kids Are Alright show. It's time now for the news, and then straight after the news we're going to have ourselves a little bit of Fables at Five.
The Witch Who Was Frightened of Halloween. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Katie. Katie was 7, and she lived in a nice house with her mum and a dog called Muffin. And it was all quite normal, really, except for one thing. They were witches. Well, except for Muffin, who was a D-witch, which is a dog who casts spells. Anyway, being a witch wasn't so bad. Mum would just twitch her nose, and all the cleaning would get done. Dad would wave his stick, and the lawn would cut itself. Muffin would click his paws and a few dog treats would tumble out of the sky. They'd even taught Katie some magic. She knew how to make her homework do itself, and a room got tidied just by twitching her ear. But there was just one thing Katie really didn't like. Halloween. Once a year, when the leaves were falling off the trees and the nights were getting longer, all the children in her school and along her street would get terribly excited about Halloween. They made costumes of horrible-looking witches with long, pointy noses and spots and nasty black hats and broomsticks. And Katie said in school, "Witches aren't like that, really. My mum looks quite nice." And all the other girls fell about laughing. "Katie thinks she's the witch," they laughed. "She's ugly and horrible, just like a witch." And when Katie went home that day, she was really upset. She cried and cried and cried. And when her mum asked her what the matter was, she said, "Everyone hates witches, and they especially hate them at Halloween." And her mum tried to explain that although some people didn't like witches, it was also quite useful sometimes when the washing up got done all by itself. "I don't ever want to have anything to do with witchcraft again," said Katie angrily. But on Halloween night, all the girls from her school were organising a trick-or-treat tour of the street. And Katie didn't want to go because she decided she didn't want to have anything to do with witchcraft. Never, never, never. But her mum said she had to because a witch could hardly stay in on Halloween. And she whispered something in Katie's ear. Do you know what it was? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, Katie went to join the other girls and some of them started laughing at her. "Katie doesn't have to dress up because she's already a witch." They laughed and Katie felt cross and embarrassed, but she decided to say nothing. At the first house, they got loads of sherbet lemons, at the second a jumbo box of sweeties, and the third loads and loads of crisps, and at the fourth a giant pack of chocolate biscuits. But at the fifth house, there lived a man called Mr. Bones. And Mr. Bones didn't like children. He didn't certainly think why he should give them any treats. "Buzz off, you stupid kids," he said when they knocked on the door. "Trick or treat?" cried the girls. "Yes, well, I think I'll take the trick if it's all the same to you." and Mr. Bones had a horrible smile that creased up on his face. "Because you're just a bunch of stupid girls, and you don't scare me." "But one of us is a real witch," said Amelia, the biggest of the girls. "Yes, yes, Kate is a real witch," they all cried. But Mr. Bones just laughed and laughed. "That's the stupidest thing I ever heard," he said. "Go on, Katie," said Amelia. "Let's see if you really are a witch." And so Katie stepped forward. "You don't scare me," said Mr. Bones. "You're just a stupid little girl." But Katie remembered what her mum had whispered in her ear. Do you know what it was? A special spell. So right then, Katie recited the magic words and she wriggled her ear and all the girls gasped in amazement. Because suddenly Mr. Bones wasn't Mr. Bones anymore. He was a little brown fluffy hamster inside a cage running round and round on a wheel. And all the girls laughed and laughed. Katie leaned into the cage. Is it fun being a hamster? The little creature squeaked and shook its head. Katie spun the wheel so that he had to run faster and faster. And then she recited the magic words and Mr. Bones was turned back into a man again. "I'll get you some treats, girls," he said very quickly and nervously. And he came back with tons of chocolate bars, fizzy drinks and biscuits, and even a new Barbie DVD for each girl. "Please come back next year, girls," he said. "I'll have even better stuff for you." And he went back inside looking very nervous. And as they went down the rest of the street, everyone had heard that there was a real witch out trick-and-treating tonight. So they all gave the girls even more sweets and biscuits than usual, and even some toys, and Katie was the most popular girl in her class. "You know, maybe it's not so bad being a witch after all," she said when she got home. "I think I'm going to enjoy Halloween from now on."
A massive welcome to the Kids Are Alright. It's the second half. It's our Halloween special. Thank you so much, Marcia, for reading the story.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Oh, you read it so beautifully. The witch that didn't like Halloween. Well, that all turned around, didn't it?
Exactly it did.
So if you've missed the first half, where were you? It's only just getting dark, so you might be getting ready to go out and start your trick-or-treating. I was at the Half Moon in Putney today at the Dance Groovers event, and they had lots of children all dressed up in loads and loads of costumes. They were fantastic. So after a little bit of Face the Sun and Dead and Gone, we'll be hearing more from the kids who are going to be playing Witches, Wizards, Pumpkins and Lizards. Now, if you are out trick-or-treating, I hope you're having a lot of fun. You've got a lot of sweets. Have you got any tricks? We were talking, actually, my partner and I, before I came out, we were talking about that we really used to do proper tricks, really. You know, if you didn't get a treat, I'm not going to say what we did, but you would get a trick for sure. Kids don't really do it so much now. It's all about the treats. So I have promised that we will have a few more Halloween facts. So where are we now? A pumpkin is really a squash, and it comes from the same family as the cucumber. I didn't actually know that. Marcia, did you know that?
No, I didn't. Of course, that's news to me. Every day's a school day.
Every day's a school day. Here's another fact for you for the school day. The biggest pumpkin in the world tipped the scales at a whopping 1,446 pounds. This gigantic gourd was weighed in October 2004. At a pumpkin festival in Port Elgin, Ontario, Canada. I've been there. Right? I've actually got family in Ontario. Yeah, yeah. And oh, it's all about pumpkins right now. So let's move on to another one. Oh, yes. The very first jack-o'-lantern was made out of hallowed turnips. So they dug out the turnips and did it that way. Jack-o'-lanterns. Mm. Very good. Now, I love this. If you believe in this kind of thing, if you see a spider on this night, so Halloween is technically the 31st, mm-hmm. so technically tomorrow, if you see a spider on this night, it could be the spirit of a dead loved one who is watching you. Ghoulie, ghoulie, ghoulie. And my last Halloween fact. To meet a witch, put your clothes on inside out and walk backwards on Halloween night. You're going to give it a go?
I don't think so. A lot of accidents. I'm very accident prone. I think I might cause a bit of chaos if I did that.
I'm loving the sound of that. More interviews from the children. Coming up next is them having a game. They're going to be carrying on playing witches, wizards, pumpkins and lizards. And then we're going to finish off with some jokes, and then we'll hear from the lovely Emily, who's running the show. Think that's me, don't you? It's not. It could be me, couldn't it? I promise it's not me, it's her. I could listen to her all day long. So I've had a really fantastic Halloween show. Thank you to all my wonderful contributors. Marcia for reading that wonderful story about the witch who was afraid of Halloween. That was just magnificent. Thank you, Marcia, for that. And also, thank you to the lovely Emily down at Dance Groovers, who invited me to the Half Moon Pub to see all the children having such a fantastic time. And well, I'm going to end now with Emily's coming up right at the end. I managed to grab her for a very, very quick chat before she raced off to another event. But we're going to finish off with some Halloweeny jokes. Right then, my lovely girls, here we go.
Where do baby girls go during the day?
I don't know. Where do they go?
Daycare centre.
Yeah!
What does ghost like to dance to?
I don't know.
Soul music.
Brilliant, brilliant, well done.
What do you get when you cross bamboo with a ghost?
I don't know. What do you get when you cross Bambi with a ghost?
Bambi.
Okay then, so she's on the move. What an amazing event you've had.
Oh, it's just been beautiful. The kids are amazing. We've just had a really great bunch of kids all dressed up, ready to go. We've got Grace, who are providing delicious, healthy snack boxes to take home. Pip have just been incredible as usual, and they've given us juices for the children to have during the movie, organic ice pops as a treat after the movie, and then more juices to take home. I mean, you couldn't come away with more. We've got loads of games, some really new games, and we've also gone retro, and we're even going back to apple bobbing.
Oh,
you're
going to
miss
that,
Fionn. I'm really
what
sorry about
shame.
That.
What a shame. Well, I've got to get to the station and make sure all these wandering interviews go on to Wandsworth Radio. So are you going to be doing anything at Christmas?
We are. Monday the 21st of December, 12 to 4, back at the Half Moon, and we're doing Elf, the movie. Because Elf, the musical, is in London, and if you can't get tickets,
yeah,
come and join us for an Elf-themed afternoon of fun.
Fantastic.
Games, dancing, movie, kids. And you get some time to yourself.
Yes, indeedy. Well, thanks again.
No.
Never get any time to myself. But thank you so much for inviting me down. The kids were absolutely happy as Larry. They were really enjoying themselves. So well done.
Well, thank you so much, Fionn. We always love having you along. And hopefully you might see you at the Christmas Market and Lights.
Yes, I definitely. Oh, my gosh. Hot news. Straight off the press.
Absolutely.
I'll definitely be there. I'll see you then. Take care. Bye. Wonderful stuff. What a fantastic Halloween we have had. So guys, it's Halloween Eve, isn't it, really? So the fun really has started, and more Halloween fun tonight. So if you're going out tonight, take care out there, make sure you wrap up, and more Halloween fun for tomorrow too. I'm going to a Halloween masquerade party tonight, so I'm going to get dressed up yet again. Thanks so much, everyone. We're going to end the show now with a little bit from Katy Perry, Jason Derulo, and Clean Bandit. Happy Halloween! And live.